Power to the people and you. Let's stop the billionaires from taking over our government. It's just like, how many times do we have to review the Cliff Note version of this? Elon Musk's wealth has just skyrocketed since Donald Trump's election for all the reasons that we've talked about. And here are the facts. Let me see if I can find the exact statistics. It's something like $5 trillion worth of wealth has moved from the bottom 95% of us to the top 1% of us. I mean, that's in, let me get this exactly right, because it's not $5 trillion, Dom. It's worse than that. It's a scale of 10 larger. Since 1981, as much as $50 trillion has moved from the bottom 90% to the top 1%.
No wonder why people feel like they haven't gotten a raise in 50 years.
Right?
There's a reason for that.
It's just, after World War II, the top marginal tax rate was 91%. Today, 37%, with Donald Trump's promise to bring it down to 25. I'm sure that'll help with our deficit. But I promised that we would talk about the pardons. Let's start with the most interesting of them. I think the most important of them. And that was Donald Trump's pardon, and not pardon, commutation of the balance of his sentence for Leonard Peltier.
Biden. I'm sorry. Biden did that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Did I say Trump? Either, I'm sorry. Yeah. So many things happening this afternoon. Joe Biden's commutation of the balance of the sentence for Leonard Peltier, a Native American activist who was one of several people involved in a firefight in 1975 that killed FBI agents Ronald Arthur Williams and Jack Ross Kohler on South Dakota's Pine Ridge Reservation. He was the only person convicted in connection with their deaths. Two of his fellow activists were also charged in the murders, but were acquitted on evidence Peltier's defense was actually not allowed to present at his trial.
Yeah.
Amnesty International, Pope Francis, Nelson Mandela had all called for his release. Your reaction to this? I got text messages from a number of my First Nation friends celebrating his commutation and thanking President Biden for same.
Yeah, I mean, it's long overdue. Symbolically great, little late. The guy's like 80 years old and has lots of health problems, but at least he'll spend his remaining days not confined for this act. In a circumstance where he was with other folks that could not present the evidence that may have exonerated him and put him in jail for all these years.
Yeah, the advocates for his commutation or pardon have pointed to the admission by a key witness in his conviction that she had lied, both about witnessing the murders and her own relationship to Peltier, as well as a juror who was seated despite admitting to prejudice against Native Americans. Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Hey, Donald, that's what actual like rigged system looks like. Not what you received, buddy. I mean, woof. Congratulations to Mr. Peltier, his family, and the entire Native American advocacy community and all First Nation peoples. It was time. I also wanted to talk about Joe Biden pardoning. Literally, this pardon was announced at about 11:50 a.m. East Coast time, right like minutes before Donald Trump was to take the oath of office and become the 47th president of the United States. President Biden pardoning numerous members of his family. Your reaction to this, Dom?
Terrible. I have a big problem with this, and for all sorts of reasons, precedent notwithstanding. A president has never pardoned people, neither charged nor suspected of wrongdoing. You know, my whole thing was, when you accept a pardon, I think it was the sheriff, Joe Arpaio, when he accepted, you know, there's an admission of the guilt, right? You accept the crime that you were accused of. What are the crimes? What are the crimes? Under what circumstance are his family accepting these pardons? Not just his family, the J6 committee, Millie as well. What were their crimes? Why go down this
road? How about the January 6th officers? He pardoned a number of police officers that have been outspoken following the January 6th event.
What's the crime? What is the pardon? What, a blanket pardon?
But that's not, I mean, that's not why he's pardoning them, right? He's pardoning them because there is a, I think, fairly legitimate belief that Donald Trump will try to do what he has derided the entire time he in the last 4 years, and that is weaponize the Department of Justice and the FBI under the leadership of Kash Patel and Pam Bondi to persecute political opponents and those that spoke out against him. I think, to me, I understand the practical impetus for the pardon. The thing that worries me is, what does this portend? Is right. It sort of conceding the point that, like, yeah, go ahead and engage in political prosecutions?
Yes, it says all sorts of bad things. Number one, it says you don't have faith. If these folks are innocent, didn't do anything wrong, then any sort of weaponization of the DOJ would be folly, right? So either they did something wrong, you're concerned about them being, what, found guilty by a jury of their peers. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have faith in the system. Maybe they did something wrong. You know, I think if you're going to be in this role, you're going to stand up there and be Fauci. You're going to be up there and be Milley. You know, you do it with conviction and you take your chances. Because now what's going to happen? This is precedent. Now Donald Trump is going to sell all the pardons and give them all away on his way out of town when these $11 trillion folks are working the system over to put more money into their pocket and crap it on the rest of us. And now then he'll just do the same thing. I think it's a terrible precedent.
It is complicating times. We always try to break it down here every day. I do my best for each and every one of you. You got Dom Salvia coming up next with his fine program. That concludes mine for this Monday Inauguration Day. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to each and every one of you. Remember, we can continue this grand American project that requires honesty, fearlessness, and commitment to the promise that America is, which doesn't mean erasing our history or, you know, selling it all to the highest bidder. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But always remember...